Hi there, I'm Cass Duffield and you are listening to Empowered Marketing Unleashed. I believe that marketing and growing a business is easy and I am here to show you the simple steps. We'll cover everything from marketing channels and crafting compelling content to designing irresistible offers and nailing your pricing. Plus, we'll delve into the mindset and strategies you need to elevate your business and have expert interviews with entrepreneurs who are leading the way. I'll share the kind of knowledge that transforms businesses from invisible to unstoppable. So my friend, are you ready to get started? Let's empower your marketing. Hi everyone and welcome. On today's episode, we are getting stuck into a topic that has been a little bit controversial on my social media channels lately. And that is what I've been sharing around success. Because my friend, success is not just good luck. Success is actually a side effect of good planning. And it's been interesting to see some of the feathers that I've ruffled online by sharing this, but it is the truth. There are some people that might come out as an influencer, for example, and might strike it lucky and success comes to them just by good luck. Absolutely. But they are not the rule. Most people have to work for their success. Most people have to plan for their success. Today, we're going to talk about how you go about designing a business that creates success. Because it is not good luck, it is good planning. So think about this for a second. Think about the freedom that comes with waking up every day, knowing that your business 100% aligns with you, who you are, who you want to help, and provides the ideal lifestyle that you want to live. You're earning what you deserve. You might not have to be there physically 8 hours every day to make it happen. You might have full books 3 days a week and some other revenue streams, or you might love working with clients and you want 5 or 6 days fully booked. Whatever success feels like for you, visualize that for a second. How does that feel? Feels pretty good, doesn't it? It sounds pretty awesome. And I know we all want to be striving. We can be healers and helpers, but we can still be striving to be successful. And that is absolutely okay. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. Just because we are entrepreneurs who help people for a living does not mean that we should not achieve success. So today we're going to talk about success and how you can design the life and the business that you want to have to create those outcomes, those successes that you long to have. The key here is a strategy. And I said in the beginning of this episode that success is not luck. Success is a side effect of good planning. And what is a plan? It is a strategy. So don't be afraid of the word strategy. I know a number of entrepreneurs get stuck in their tracks when I say strategy. Strategy is just a plan. And my friend, with some careful planning and some tenacity, your business can be profitable and also support your dream lifestyle while helping the people that you love to help get amazing transformations. So how do we go about creating this strategy? How do we go about planning for success? Well, first of all, you need to know what success looks like to you. Ask yourself, what is this? Do I see myself working 5 days a week, one-to-one with clients? Do I see myself having a laptop business that I can travel the world while working? Is it something in between that? Is it having a business that's fulfilling to me while I balance my family life so I'm not having to work in my business 8 hours every day? Perhaps what you vision is traveling. Maybe you want to speak at conferences, go network globally. Maybe you aspire to have all of these free hours that you could volunteer to a cause that you're passionate about, as well as helping clients. So before you can make a strategy or a plan to achieve the success that you want to have, you need to know what that success looks like. So spend some time reflecting on this. What brings you joy? What brings you peace? What brings you fulfillment? At the end of the day, what do you want to feel? What do you want to have? Your business is your vehicle for achieving that success. It's your vehicle for making your dreams come true. So I want you to spend some time and visualize this. Sketch a really vivid image in your mind of your life and how you want it to be, because it's the first step in creating a business strategy. Now, I know this might sound a little bit woo to some people, and maybe it is, but if you don't know what it is you're aiming for, how can we create a success strategy for you to be able to achieve it? Next up, you need to think about yourself, your passions, your strengths. Reflect on what it is that you love to do. Your business, ideally, should be based upon what you love to do and what you love to do well. The people that build their businesses around their passion find more joy in their work and they find more success because they're able to persevere through any challenges because the end goal means so much to them. So think about your situation. Are you working in a realm you're passionate about? Are you helping people that you're passionate about helping? If not, you might want to make some adjustments. And think about your strengths as well. What strengths do you have that you can foster into your business as it grows? Whether it's your knack for interpersonal communication, maybe you have a knack for technical skills, maybe you have amazing intuition and you can tell what your clients need. But working with your strengths instead of against them can really smooth your path towards success. Next step in building your success strategy is let's dial in to what your work week looks like. We know a traditional work week is 5 days a week from 9 to 5, typically. But we also know many entrepreneurs don't want that. So I want you to think about your week. What does it look like? Are you going to have 2 days a week where you're consulting with clients one-on-one and the rest of your week might be other revenue streams and perhaps you only work 4 days a week? Maybe you want a 4-day work week. Maybe you're like me and you are really productive in the afternoon and the evening, so you don't want to work early mornings. It's about finding your productive times. It's about finding the times where you need to do other responsibilities, getting that work-life balance right. And particularly as an entrepreneur, it's really crucial because we can overwork ourselves. We love our businesses. We're passionate about it, which makes it really easy to do too much. Finding that balance, understanding what your ideal week would look like is going to help you to schedule and create that balance. The next step in your success strategy is planning out your income streams. These are not accidents. I know many of you that get into these businesses where you're helping other people. You go in with a plan of working one-to-one with clients, and that's amazing. It absolutely is. But for most people that come into my world and want help with their businesses, they are looking to expand their revenue beyond one-to-one because one-to-one has some limitations. There's only so many hours in the day. There's only so many hours that you want to work. Even if you fill your books, you will hit a point where you're at an income ceiling that you cannot get over. Also, if you are working just one-on-one, your business is not particularly sustainable. What happens if you get sick? What happens if you need some time off to care for a loved one? What happens in all sorts of scenarios when you cannot be there? If you're in a business where you're only earning when you're face-to-face with people, you're in a business that doesn't have a lot of security. So consider diversifying your income streams. How can you add recurring revenue, passive revenue, digital online streams to supplement your main income? Because this will give you not only better stability, but it can also build your wealth faster, build your freedom faster, and provide that lifestyle that you really want to live. Another element that entrepreneurs really skip over when we're success strategy planning with them is your dream team. Entrepreneurs love to go it alone. That we can do so much. We can do so many things. But just because we can doesn't mean we should. What activities, what roles within your business are you doing that you could hand over to somebody else? And the truth of it is, if you want to scale beyond that six-figure mark, you will need help. You're going to need a reliable team. So think about the roles and the responsibilities that you might need assistance with. Consider outsourcing, delegating, and hiring in these areas. Simple things here, such as your marketing. You might be spending hours creating content on Canva. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs love the creativity of Canva, as do I. But the amount of time you're spending on Canva, you could hire a VA for $45 an hour, $90 an hour, whatever they're charging. You could hire a VA cheaper than your per hour rate, meaning you've got more time to work one-on-one with clients and bring in more revenue while that marketing is getting done for you. Now, I know a lot of people at this point go, but Cass, I'm not earning enough yet to be able to hire a VA. This is also part of your success strategy. I want you to put into this success strategy when you are going to get help. So when you are making consistent 5K months, then you put aside money for a VA. It might be that, yep, when I'm making 5K months, I will set aside $500 a month to get somebody to help me. When I'm making $10,000 a month, I'll set aside this amount for some support people. Or it could be when I've got another 5 clients on the books, I'm going to get an assistant. So set it as a goal for yourself so you'll know when it's time to get some help. And the other thing that's really interesting about running your business and growing, it might sound a little bit backwards, but to hire before you're ready. Get someone when you're on that verge, because you will grow faster if you've got help. Now, the other element that I think is really important in a success strategy is having some help with your business. So not just an assistant or a VA, having someone to guide you through your entrepreneurial journey. It is the difference between staying stuck where you are or hitting your goals and achieving the dreams that you have for your business. I like to say that your business can either stagnate or it can be a success, and the choice is completely yours. So when you've got someone who's an experienced mentor, they can offer you valuable insights. They can open up doors to new opportunities for you. They can be supporting you when you encounter challenges and when you've got questions. I personally have had a mentor since the day I started my business. Once you've detailed your success strategy and where you want to head, you need to develop an action plan to go with it, because otherwise it's pretty words on a piece of paper that won't get activated. So now you have a clear understanding of what it is you want to achieve and how you want to do it. Now you need to forge an action plan. How you do this is by working backwards from your goals. So what is your end goal? Work back from there. If it's a financial goal, how many clients do you need to make that happen? How many clients does that equal a week? How much do you have to charge them? So the key to creating the success and hitting these goals is putting an action plan in place, because then you're actually just stepping through tasks. You're not hoping and wishing and praying for success. So how do you make this success strategy come into reality? The number one thing you have to do, my friend, is stick to your plan. Persistence and perseverance and consistency are going to be the tools you use to turn your business into the success that you want it to be. Most people give up 4 steps from the finish line. I see it time and time again. But I don't want you to do that. I want you to have a plan. I want you to execute it. And I want you to persist until you hit those goals. And consider getting a mentor or somebody on your side to be able to help you plan, assess, review, and move forward at every obstacle so you can get to your goals even faster. Remember, as we're wrapping up this episode, that the process of designing your success strategy and building the life that you want to have, it's not a one-time process. As you evolve and change, so will your dreams, so will your business, so will what you want. So you need to be flexible. You need to give yourself the freedom to make adjustments along the way. Your success strategy is a living document. So master the art of designing and redesigning this document, because the ultimate secret to having a successful, fulfilling business lies within you. And it lies within you activating these simple steps in your success plan to make it happen. I know you can do it. So thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you've learned a lot in this episode, and I hope you are off to start activating your success strategy. Thanks for listening to Empowered Marketing Unleashed with me, Cass Duffhill. If you would like to get a hold of my free guide to content that connects, go to cassduffhill.com/connect and let's get you creating marketing that works. Thanks for being here. See you on the next episode.